So we've arrived over here, Bishatev and Mutzlachas, at the Kal Vachomer. My Kal Vachomer, what is the Kal Vachomer that guarantees us that if you swear by Vayit Mikzas, you swear by Ador Satan, in the case of Kher Kamaisa? What is the Kal Vachomer? Ma Piv Shein Mechaiv Momin. Piv has a kula that is not Mechaiv Momin, Mechaiv Shvur, but it can be Mechaiv Shvur. Eidim Shemechaiv Nes Momin. Eidim that a Mechaiv Momin, Eina Dich Mechaiv Nes Shvur. So that can't be the Kal Vachomer. That's part one of the Gemara. The Gemara brought a Kal Vachomer and said, Madach Peh is not Mechayev Momin, still it's Mechayev Ashuah and the other five hundred, but Boydin Mikzas. Kol Shekin Be'edim, which are Mechayev Momin, for sure the Mechayev Ashuah and the other 500. The Gemara says it's not true, because Piv is also Mechayev. Piv is also Mechayev money. Or does one think Be'edim? How do you know how does one think Be'edim? He says, Rashi, it's a Brasa. So the Sheet of the Kubetz over here, the Shein de Mari Abuhav, asks a very, very lumdish question, which is really a Hakira of a Ketzayis in Simon Gimel's of Cotton Bays. And Maria Boav is like this. I'm going to ask the Kasha of Maria Boav in a slightly different way than the way it's printed, and in a very sharp way. Dumor says that there's a Kolshkein. Madach HaPeh is Chayav HaShvua, Kolshkein Eidim. So the Gemara had a Havamina that, what's the Kolshkein? Madach HaPeh, which is not Mechayev Momin, Kolshkein Eidim, which is Yem Mechayev Momin. So Gemara, it's a Kasha, what do you mean? There's a price, it's those what the Eidim, Eidim also believe. In fact, Maria Abuav, and this is the way I'm asking the Kasha in a slightly different way. I don't understand. The Gemara had a Kal Vachomer that Madach HaPeh, which is not Mechayev Momin, could be Mechayev HaShvua, Kolshkein Eidim, which are Mechayev Momin, for sure they're Mechayev HaShvua. I want to stop right there. Before you get to the Braisa, before you bring me a Braisa of Ador's Blood and Kameh Dami, repeat. Before you bring me a Braisa of Ador's Blood and Kameh Dami, before the Braisa, I have an intrinsic Kasha. Is it possible to have a Havamina that a Peh is not Mechayev Momin, is Mechayev Shvur? I like what the Gemara attack. The Gemara brought a Kal Vachomer Madach Peh, which is not Mechayev Momin, is Mechayev HaShvua, Kolshkein Eidim. The Gemara says, we have a Braisa. The Braisa tells us that a Peh is yet Mechayev Momin. Let's say there won't be such a Braisa. Let's say there wouldn't be such a Braisa. The Kal Vachomer can get off the ground. It means the fact that the Gemara asked from an outside Braisa to prove that the Peh is made to is chayav to pay money means that the Etzim Kal Vachomer was okay. Madach Peh, which is not Mechayev money, is Mechayev HaShvua. Kol Shekein Eidim, which is Mechayev money, is Mechayev HaShvua. I want to stop right there. Before Braises, how can you make such a Kal Vachomer? How could there be a phenomenon that a Peh is not Mechayev Momin and yet it's going to be Mechayev HaShvua? This is Gemur de Gazach. Why is the Kasha that the Kal Vachomer is possibly not true? Because there's a Braises that says, Hedos Baldin Kameh Dami believes. Let's say there won't be such a Braises. Then the Kal Vachomer is okay. Madach Peh is not Mechayev Momin. But what? But it's Mechayev HaShvua, Kol Shekein Eidim, which are Mechayev Momin, for sure Mechayev HaShvua. That means you're prepared to have a situation, you're prepared to have a scenario where Peh is not Mechayev Momin, but it could be Mechayev HaShvua. The Kasha was, it is a Braisa, that Pasha says, it's not true, right? But the Etzim phenomenon of having a matzah that a Peh could be Mechayev HaShvua and not be Mechayev HaMomin, the Gemara is prepared to accept. Most of there wouldn't be a Braisa that says a din of Hedos Baal Din Kameh, don't be a Tosefta. The Kal Vachomer would get off the ground. What would be the Kal Vachomer? Madach HaPeh, which is not Mechayev Momin, is Mechayev HaShvua. Kol Shekein Eidim, which are Mechayev Momin, Mechayev HaShvua. So I want to stop right here. You prepared to accept such a possibility? How would such a world look? I go to a guy, he owes me $1,000. He says, I agree to $500. So he has to swear another $500. Why does he swear another $500, brother? Why does he have to swear another $500? He told me he's not believing another $500. You don't believe me. So why does he have to swear another $500? Effectively, we have Wav. Why does the Gemara have to go be Merch and go be Lachma to bring a Braisa? Well, I mean, that doesn't make sense. How can you have it? You have it sad that a Peh is not believed? If a Peh is not believed to be Mechayev Momin, how can he be believed to be Mechayev HaShvua? What basis do you be Mechayev HaShvua on? Because the guy was Moida. But if you tell me that the guy, when he's Moida, is not believed, so why are we Mechayev HaShvua on the other 500? So the Gemara should have said the Kal Vachomer is a mistake minei ubei. The Kal Vachomer is a mistake intrinsically. The Kal Vachomer can't get off the ground. Ma, the Chapeh, which is not Mechayev Momin, makes a Shvua. Kol Shekein Eidim, which is Mechayev Momin, can make a Shvua. I understand you. If Peh is not Mechayev Momin, or it's true that if Peh is not Mechayev Momin, how in the world is it going to be Mechayev Shvua? So the Gemara should have said, "Minei ubei." It can't be what you're saying is true. It can't be what you're saying is true because afazoy vaiter it's mechayev b'shua. Why is it mechayev b'shua on the other 500? Because you took on that what he said about this 500 is true. So the ball game's over. So what's about to say? What do you mean? How could it be such a thing? Which Rashi says it's a brisa. The Gemara's quoting a brisa without that. And without the kasha from the brisa, you're okay? You're okay with the fact that the guy is not believed on the moment, and yet he's going to go out after swear on the other half? You can have as a phenomenon that I was more than $500, and I'm not going to be believed, and yet I'll have to swear on the other half? As a effect of Maria Buav. Maria Buav is, that minei ubei, from the etzim fact that you have to swear on the other half, is it right, that you're believed on that half? Otherwise, why you have to swear on the other half? That's the emigrant Maria Boav's kasha. How could the Gemara even get off the ground such a half meter? By the way, it's a half meter with a maskara. The Gemara says, well, for her, he does about the Kamei Dami. How can you even have a half meter of that? What do you need a brisa for? In the etzim, you're telling me that you swear on the other half? Then it must be that you believe on this half. So what do you have to bring a brisa for? In the etzim din that you swear on the other half is minei bei araya that you believe on this half. Otherwise, why would you swear on the other half? As I affected Maria Boav. It looks like this. This dilemma is a fascinating dilemma in the Ketzais in Simon Gimel's of Cotton Bays. The Halak of Ketzais in Simon Gimel's of Cotton Bays raises this dilemma, I'll tell you what he says, and the Maria Buav is based on this dilemma of the Ketzais. We find in the Torah Kedesha, there's a shvur called Moed HaMikzos, which learned out of a pasuk Ki Huzef. So we learned out that I go to a guy and say, owe me $1,000, he admits to $500, so the other half he has to swear on. That's the pasuk says. Clears the Ketzais and Mori the Keshava. What happens if a guy made a Hedah that's not going to be Mechayavim to pay? What's an example? You made it in front of an illegal Bezdin. In other words, a Bezdin has to be three people. You made it in front of one person. Because a guy made a Hedah, but the Hedah didn't get a Chalais Hedah, okay? So it doesn't have the din of Hedah's Badin Kamehdin on me. What happens if a guy made a Hedah, says declares the Ketzais and says, Megimel Sukkot Beis, a guy made a Hedah that is not going to make a chiyav of Hedah. It's not chal v'Hedah, because he didn't do it in front of a Bezdin, a kosher of Bezdin, doesn't have to be a haifel doing Bezdin, but he didn't do it in front of a kosher of Bezdin, so the Hedah is not mechayev him to pay, he can change his mind afterwards. But he was moida. Klaus the Ketzais, when a guy makes a Hedah that's not mechayev him, when a guy makes a type of Hedah that doesn't have a din of Hedah, it's about nikum meida dummy. Klaus the Halak of Ketzais, do you have to swear? And the chakir of the Ketzais is, by every Hedah's Baal Dinkum Eidin, by every Moedim HaMikzas, what triggers the Chiyah Shvua? Is what triggers the Chiyah Shvua that you're Nemon on the $500? Is what triggers the Chiyah Shvua that you're Nemon on the $500? Or what triggers the Chiyah Shvua is the fact that I was Moedah. I came to you, I said you owe me $1,000, and you were Moedah to $500. And even in a case where that Hedah doesn't create a Chiyah of paying $500, it doesn't have an Emonis, it doesn't have a Dinkum Eidin, Dami. Well, the Maisa, you were Moedah. Klaus the Ketoy is a Chakira. What triggers the Chiyah Shvua on the other $500? Is the fact that you were believed on the $500 Kameid and Dami? Or the fact that you weren't believed, but you were Maida? And that's the fact that you were Maida in Hilchos Tainis looks suspicious. I said 1,000, you were Maida to 500. Is even in a case where your Haidah Halachadik didn't set off Nemanis Kameid and Dami, for example, where you didn't make it in front of a Kasher of Bezdin? And we know that you made the Hedah, so you will not have to pay the money, by the way. You won't have it in Moshav Eidim will come afterwards, you won't have it in Hedah's come in there, don't we? But it's enough to trigger a Shua, a very tief Mishael of the Ketos. In Moedim HaMikzas, it's the Etzem Hedah, or the Etzem fact that the Hedah is believed. The Ketos has a self again, I told you, has enough Kamina. When a guy made a Hedah in an Eifel, where it's not Chal, come Eidim, dummy. Says the Ketos, I have a Raya. Famous Ketos, by the way. It's a famous Ketos. The Ketos says, I have a Raya. What's my raya? My raya is from the Rashi in Kedushin Daf Samachay that I printed out to you today on the sheet. Rashi in Kedushin Daf Samachay Mavayz, the Gemara over there says, Hedah's Baal Din Kamei Dami. It's a famous Rashi. It's one Rashi in Shas that the Ketzais made Matamim out of this Rashi. The Ketzais publicized this Rashi all over to all the B'nai Torah for all the Torahs. The Rashi says in Samachay Mavayz that on the Rashi Dibra Maskar, Hedah's Baal Din Kamei Dami, says Rashi, how do you know? How do you know that's Hedah's Baal Din Kamei Dami? Says Rashi, because you swear Shavuos Moed HaMikdash. Frege Chakasha, it means the Pasuk of Shavuos Moed HaMikdash, Ki Huzer, which is the Pasuk of Shavua. In fact, the Halak of Ketzais, where did Rashi find the din of Hedah's Baal Din Kamei Dami in the fact that you swear? Maybe the reason why you swear is because you're a Moedah. Who says you have an Emonis Kamei Dami? Who says you're believed? Who says your Hedah has an Emonis that we believe you? It's like the Halak of Ketzais, he's taking Rashi that Rashi understood. A mafal to Kazakh. that if the guy who's made on $500 wouldn't have an emunus kamei number, you wouldn't swear. The reason why we swear is, I want Dayan to pay attention to what I'm going to say now. The reason why you swear on the other half is because we know that you owe the other half. I repeat. The reason why you swear on the other half is because we know you owe the other half. When we know you owe the other half with an emunus of kamei dummy, that triggers a shvua on the other half. Atkan, the ktsais, and simon gimel, ois beis. So the ktsais says, have a raya. From the fact that Rashi learns out the din of hadas, but the kamei dummy from the din of vaydim miktas, is a raya that in order to get vaydim miktas off the ground, you have to have a full scale emunus. Melech Araya, and if a guy made a Haidah in front of a Bezdin that's not a kosher of Bezdin, where it's not called a din of Haidah, you won't swear. I go to a guy, two Adam C, I go to a guy, say, you owe $1,000. The guy admits I owe $1,000, but it wasn't in front of a Bezdin. Even though two Adam swore, he won't have a Chiyashua Bechal. Because he didn't make a Chalei Haidah, which has an Amanah, so Haidah is about the Kamei, which means that what triggers the Chiyav on the other half is because we know that this half is true. Not enough that the guy was Moida. As they state, in Ktaisis and Gimel, Sif Cotton Bays, I would be negligent if I wouldn't add on the famous Ktaisis and Lamentalis of Cotton Dalit. I would be negligent if I wouldn't add on the famous Ktaisis and Lamentalis of Cotton Dalit. I'd be negligent if I wouldn't add on the famous Ksoyis Simon Amadal Sukron Dalit, who brings down the famous Hakira about what is Hadal's Balt Incumbated Dummy. Is it like the Maria Ben Leib who learns that Hadal's Balt Incumbated Dummy is like a nether, that a guy made his Chaivus? It means one side that the Ksoyis had, the famous Ksoyis, is that Hadal's Balt Incumbated Dummy is not an Emonis Machlal. All it is his Chaivus to go pay money. And the reason why you have to pay the money afterwards is because you mischaived to pay the money, but you're not believed. Says the Ktsois and Lamedalit have a raya not like that from this Rashi. Let's make the Cheshbon, because it's part of this Cheshbon that I'm saying now. What does Rashi say? How do you know Hadal's Balt Incumbated and Dummy? Because you have a shvua on the other half. Where do you see that from the fact that you have a shvua on the other half of Hadal's Balt Incumbated and Dummy? Vaisdeis Rashi held that all to have a shvua on the other half, we have to know about this half. In fact, the Hadal's Balt Incumbated and Dummy, the reason why you have on the first half is nothing more than his chayvus, so that's not a reason why you should have to go swear the other half. When Rif Rashi goes ahead and boizois the fact that Hadal's Balt Incumbated Dummy from the fact that you were made it to 500, so you have to swear on the other 500, where's the Araya? Obviously Rashi holds, because Aidei Hadal's Balt Incumbated Dummy, we know that you owe the money, Mevadois. Once we know Mevadois on one 500, then you have to swear on the other 500. So the Helig Ektois, Abaluyitzu, the reason why you'd be chayiv to pay the 500, the first one is because of his chayivus. Why does that affect the shua? That's a personal zah, that you mischayiv to give me a matana of $500. That has no bearings on the reason to go swear on the other half. So what I'm saying is two things. I have two ktsaisen who boy dice from this Rashi. I have two ktsaisen who boy dice from this Rashi. Two things. One is he boy dice from this Rashi from the fact that Rashi learned out the din of Hadal's Balt Incumbated Dummy from the din of Shavuos Moed and Miktas. I learned that A, there has to be a chiyuv that's chal like the first $500, because if it wouldn't be a chiyuv that's chal the first $500, we're not going to make these around the other half. But nishma every them, it's not enough that there's a chiyuv. It has to be a chiyuv that comes also in amonis. Leads to the chiyuv will be also his chayvus, what the bariyah ben leib holds, and that's why you have to pay, because you promised to give $500, that has no effect on the shua. So the tzeis brings from this Rashi, he kills two birds with one stone. He's bringing a raya, first of all, that it has to be the Hidah Shaf Techiyav. The Hidah is not going to Shaf Techiyav on this $500, you're not going to swear on the other $500. But marry them, it has to be a Chiyav of Nemonis. Because Lo Yitzur is a Chiyav of Eschaivus, there's no reason why the Chiyav of 500 should affect the other 500. But if the reason why you have to swear, if the reason why you believe in the first 500 is because you're Nemon Kameid, which is a Nemonis, not a Eschaivus, so once we believe you on 500 out of the 1,000, that creates a Shua on the other 500.
Why does it need the ration for her to ask me?
Maybe I'll start the tzad that I just said, because it's a Hidah, it's not. Because the guy was Moedah without this Chayvus. This Chayvus just explains why I just said. I knew you were going to ask this and I answered you. This Chayvus is the reason why you have to pay tomorrow, but the Shua could be because the guy was Moedah. Mixing two topics. What I just said earlier, the first side of the choice. I went to a guy, said, you owe me $1,000, he was Moedah. You want to know why he's Chayvus to pay tomorrow? He's Chayvus to pay tomorrow because he made his Chayvus. Mixing two topics, no shaykhus to each other. The reason why he's Chayvus to swear is because you're Moedah. Hello, that's the fact that I came to you, I said $1,000, and you agreed to 500 out of my taina. He said, Hilchos Toiv and Nizvi. You want to know why I'm Chayvus to pay tomorrow? Maybe I'm Chayvus to pay tomorrow, also Chayvus. But the terrorist is, the Rashi held not like that. Rashi held that the only reason why you're Chayvus to pay on the other half is because I know that you're Chayvus. And why do I know that you're Chayvus? It can't be also Chayvus, because if it's also Chayvus, it doesn't help me at all. That's all I'm saying. The Mela, Mamela, the fi Rashi, and the Ktesis Havona in Rashi, we have a shocking kasha in Agamor. That's the Maria Buav's kasha, by the way. The Maria Buav's kasha is this kasha. Does affect the Maria Buav. The Maria Buav's kasha is, what's he asking? The Maria Buav is asking this kasha. Let me take this bad Sam. I have a simple terrace in the Maria Buav's kasha. That's why I'm a simple terrace. What I'm finding is that in light of the Ktesis, Lule Divrei Rashi and Kedushin, I have a simple terrace in Maria Buav's kasha. What's this kasha? How could the Gemara have a Havamina that pairs Nachayev Momen and Chayev Ashur? How could you have a Zaf and Amen? How simple. Chayev Ashur, because you're a Maiden. No, when you're not. No, I have a simple teretz on the Maria Buav's kasha. I have a simple teretz on the Maria Buav's kasha. What's he asking? How could the Gemara have a Havamina that what? That pairs Nachayev Momen, but it's Chayev Ashur. How could you have such a Havamina? How could you have such a phenomenon? You're not a Chayev Momen, but you're Chayev Ashur. How could that be? At the Kacha, the Gemara has to bring from a Brisa, teretz Pasha. The Havamina is fine. That does not mean it's a good Havamina. You have a Shavuot, because you're minded. You want to know if you believe, Mecha Tesi. So Be'etzem, Lule, the Rashi, and Kedushin Tamachay have a Mori the Keteretz. Have a Mori the Keteretz. Have a Mori the Keteretz on the Kasha. The Kasha is not a Kasha. The Chi of Shavuot, avoid the Mixer, is not because I know, not because I believe, not because you're Nemon, because that's the fact that you're minded. If you're minded, that's enough to go be Mechaev Shavuot. In fact, the Gemara, there's a Brisa that says that. That's like Ve'edami. So why did the Maria Buav ask the Kasha? Teretz and Maria Buav learned like Rashi and Kedushin Tamachay. That you can't have a chiyah shuas moed the mikdas if you don't know that you're chayav the hef. Like the ktesis is medayik in the Rashi samachay. You have to marry Abu Avir, learn like Rashi, that the only reason why you chayav to swear on the other hef is why? Is because you're nemon on this spot. And that's the only sibo I'm going to make you swear on the other hef. I'm not going to make you swear on the other hef because you are moed. I'm going to make you swear on the other hef because I know that part of the guy's dina is emes, because you have an emonis. No effect to me, Abu Av. So what's the gemara to bring a price to Mechrik of Yilachmu? Mina Yubay, it's Mukhrik. How can you have a Havamina that you're not going to be Chayavam? You're Chayav Shu. If you're Chayav Shu, it's not Mukhrik. Then you're Chayavam. The whole gemara doesn't make sense. That's the effect to Maria Abu Av. He says a very complicated territory, which is not our topic now. Look, the emes is the Chesher and Rashi and the Ktois. Is Be'etzem, so I have a Kasha from the gemara now on the Ktois. How could the gemara bring a Havamina that what? That you're not chayiv money by peh, but you're chayiv the whole the kalachom a madach peh, which is not neman for moment is chayiv a shua. How can you say the words out of your mouth? Forget about the kasha. We know how those about the kavedid on me. Forget how can you say out of your mouth such a thing? Madach peh, which is not chayiv money, is chayiv a shua. How could it be such a thing? It's not chayiv money, so why chayiv the shua? How the only way you chayiv a shua is because you're neman. The gemara asks those the pricing that says those about the kavedid on me. So I want to suggest a teretz, which is not a teretz, but it's critical to say it. Is it a teretz? I once heard from Moshe, he wanted a tie, it's a teretz. Lanias daiti, it's not. Lanias daiti. Okay, I'm oni bedas. But I want to hear what the other oni bedas say over here. Okay? We're all in the same boat, okay? Relative to the grace of Rebbe. Listen carefully. Say, Alom de Shazach. I'm not going to say over a word that's in the Chedusha Arim. Hey, Alom de Shazach. Now I'm worried to Kazach. Listen carefully. I'm not going to tie it. Up till now, I spoke about two extremes. When a guy's moida, you're not neman. So you have to swear why? Because you're moida. The other side is, the reason why you swear is because you're neman. I don't want to get rid of me. And that neman is what triggers the shvur. But Nochem said over, and it's before Shachadush Arim, I didn't see it inside now, but I saw many years ago. I said, Mori de Columbus, what's the Elm say? I said, I could shmack a bummer to cover Shabbos. Ah. Watch. You all know the din is. Nochem wanted a taina that even if there wouldn't be a din of a dozbal din kameid in dummy, by the way, a din of a dozbal din kameid in dummy is a very powerful din. You an aid, you nemon, it doesn't help with aidim, it doesn't help with anything, you can't change your mind, you can't back out, the ball game's over. Nochem wanted a taina that even if there would not be a din of a dozbal din kameid in dummy, even if there wouldn't be a din of a dozbal din kameid, there wouldn't be such a din. By the way, why not? Because you're not nemon, always be nemon. You didn't bring to aidim, it was like, guy's not nemon. By the way, what's the passage, by the way? A person's nemon to be made a dozbal din or not? What's the passage, by the way? What's the passage, by the way? A person should be neman on himself or not? Pasha is not neman, it's a koruv. A person's possible to be made about himself, okay? That's why the way Rabbi Lieberman, who said the passage the other way, the Mariv and Leib started his, with the pshat of Mariv and Leib start with his pshat of his chayvus, by the way, and the Ktesis took it very seriously. The Ktesis was myrich to explain why it's not, where did we get the pshat of his chayvus? You couldn't understand. What do you mean you're neman about yourself? You're a koruv of the matzah, a person's not neman about himself. Whoever is a judging bachal. That's why the Mariv and Leib said it's his chayvus, it's a nether, you promised to give the money, it's all nothing. I'm not going to tie a middle pshat. It's not a schaivus, it's not an emonis. And if there wouldn't be a pasuk in the Torah, you'd have to pay anyway. Why? Say like this. You all know the din is, let's say I go to a guy and I say, you owe me $1,000. Bori. Let's do a lom de shavart. A lom de shavart, which I don't think could be argued on. This is how stark the word is. I go to a guy and I say to him, you owe me $1,000. I'm a bori. And the guy says, I'm a shem, I don't know. What's the din, by the way? So Mark Suba speaks out, two man the yamim. One man the yamim holds bori de shema, bori adif. We explained back then by Rikos Vasepis, I am with Mechavel Maraya. Bori knocks you out with a taina. I have a taina, you don't have a taina, you lose the case. We pass him aloha not like that. We pass him not like that. Buki memoina cheskosimar. We put the money where cheskosoi. We leave the money where it is, and a bori and a shema doesn't work. We're welcome to cheskos money, correct? I said, I have a new case. I go to a guy and I say, you owe me $1,000. And he says, I owe you $1,000. Without the din of Hadal's about the Inkvaded Dummy, there wouldn't be such a din. You're not Namon Ka'edim, okay? Listen to the story. I go to a guy, what's I going to say? I go to a guy, I say, you owe me $1,000. And the guy admits, I owe you $1,000. Should he pay or not? What's I going to say? In a world where there's no din of Hadal's about the Inkvaded Dummy, you're a Karev, Rabbi Lieberman, you're not believed, okay, you don't have an Amonis, if Edom will come, you'll be Potter. I'll tell you a story. I did Torah. Ruby goes to Shimon, not looking at me. Reuven goes to Shimon, and he tells Shimon, Reb Shimon, you heard, what do you call it? He tells the guy that you owe me $1,000. The guy says, sure, I owe you $1,000. And he didn't change his mind yet. Two Adam saw the story. And there would be a dinner of adults about the career dummy. He has to pay or not. What's that, I'm saying? He's not Neman. He's not Neman on himself. Does he have to pay? Yeah, he says no. What do you say? I can't hear you. And therefore, he should pay or not pay? He should pay. What does that say? Said of Nochum, Abadi has to pay. Why? Because we find that by Bari Vishema, the Etzem, is a man of old Bari works. Why does the Shema hold that? Because the Shema has a Chazaka supporting the Shema. That's when you say a Shema. Like Rabbi, what do you call it said? Rabbi, what do you call it? Questioner. Yeah. Zok Rabbi, what do you call it? Rabbi Yitzchok, yeah. What does he say? I know his name. I have to say the first word first. Yeah. What does he say? He says that what? But the guy didn't answer a Shema. That means when you have a Bori and a guy doesn't answer, nobody in the right mind is going to say, Uki Moina Cheskasa, especially when the guy is Moita. Now watch. Since there's a Madiyama who holds Bori and a Shema, the guy has to pay. By Bori, Shema, Bori, that means you pay. The only reason why the other one argues is because Uki Moina Cheskasa, you said a Tain, it supports your Shema. But if the guy admitted, instead of nothing, it's a no-brainer, you're going to have to pay. Not because of Haidal's well being committed, not because you have an Amonis. Now, because the word is, in the world of Tainus, I won the Din Torah. Now, we know there's such a thing as winning a Din Torah with Tainus alone, without Edom. If I'm a Bari and you're a Shema, I win. Just the word is that when you're a Shema and you're a Mosik Mammon and you said a Tainus, you said maybe. Shema means Verzacht, who says I owe you the money? So you bel Shema means Verzacht, who says I owe you the money? So I don't have to pay. What happens if I don't say Verzacht and I say I owe you the money? So the best in Paskins, you have to pay. You owe the money. Pay $1,000. The guys take $1,000. Now, you want to know what will happen tomorrow if Edom will come along and say, I'm Potter, or what will happen tomorrow if I change my mind? I could change my mind without getting into the topic of Toyin Acha Toyin, okay? But the word is the guy could change his mind. The word is, there's no name on this. This is my time. I change my time. I come back to Bezin and I say the next day, you know something I remembered. I don't owe the guy $1,000. So you can change your mind. But Kol's mind, you don't change your mind. You have other guys to pay.
You need a
chazaka to support the shema. The chazaka has to have what to support. Okay, you have to have a taina to be ma'ir the chazaka. It's the other way around. You need a shema to have a taina. If you don't have a taina and you're ma'ir, so the book gives up. I wanted the Torah. That is the machlek. It's Bari Shem Bari Adafanat. Bari Shem is when you have a shema, which says Verzok. So then your chazaka supports it. But and that's the only reason why. In a case where you didn't put up a shema, you didn't say Verzok, and you said Amoida, it's about the best is going to pass. And until we find that other information, until you change your mind, you're going to have to pay. By the way, when a guy's a bori in a shema, he's chayav to pay. Why does he have to pay? There's no hidah over there. And the board is in the title level. You have to pay the money. And we don't say what's going to be over here. The guy admitted. He didn't, like you said, he didn't present the counter taina. If you didn't present the counter taina, said him nochom Amoida Gazach. That means Be'etzem. Even if there wouldn't be a parish in the Torah called, Hadas Baldin Kameid in Domi, even if there wouldn't be such a parasha, Seder Nochum, it's a no-brainer that the guy is going to be chayav to pay. Because the part is, we accept the other guy's taina and you lost. Agreed? Does anybody argue on this? Moirit the Kasvara? Is there Mokum to argue on this Shtikul Lomdus? No, it's 1,000 times worse than that. It's a million times worse than a Shema. I admit it to your Taina. I agreed to your time. One second. I don't do my shosak. Well, that's just because I said, if I told the guy, admit it. Okay? He wasn't shosak. I was talking about. That chazaka goes away. There's no chazaka here. We don't activate. There's no sofik here with all. I went on the time stage. I put down a time. You didn't put down a counter time. The book is over. Finished. Is anybody arguing on this war? No, we don't argue about this. Is it shot to argue about? If the Etzim doesn't matter, the Yomot, the Bori, and Hashem, the Bori wins and gets $1,000, and the only reason why not is because Hashem is also a Taina. In a case where I agree to what you're saying, so it's a no-brainer. Then, of course, you have to pay $1,000. It could be tomorrow, you'll change your mind and come back to Bezdin and come with their account with Taina. But Kol Zman Hayim, today, Abad Yochav, we accept the fact that Yenagai's Taina is right. Can we agree on that? Moira Evi Rabbi say, I want a Taina, the Fiza Avatarits, and the Maria Buav's Kasha. I want a Taina like this. Oilam, the Havmin of the Gemara was that a Peh is not Machayim Moment, you're not believed. Believed, you're not believed. A Peh doesn't have an amanas to your chayv money, and aid is due. Moritik a Kabuchaymer. But ask me, how could a Peh be machayv money? How could a Peh be machayv shua if it's not machayv money? Haloi, Nari Abuav understood that in order to go out and be machayv shua, it has to be that we know you owe the money. Maybe the answer is that the Peh is taka not neman, and aid is. Aye, so why is there a shvua? Because we know that you have the money. How do we know you have the money? Because Bari Vishema, Bari Yodif. Because I want to know, even in the absence of a din of Hidos, but I didn't come aid and dummy. Even if a guy wouldn't be Naman to go say, I owe $500 in the full Naman, it's Kim aid and dummy. Would this svara of Rav Nochem enough to trigger a shvua on the other half? Would it be enough to trigger a shvua on the other half? Would it be enough? Let me tell you this. I'm saying a fact. That without the din of Hoidos Baldin Kameidin on me, it's a no-brainer to me that the guy has to pay $500. I'm saying a fact. That without the din of Hoidos Baldin Kameidin on me, it's a no-brainer that Bezdin's going to make the guy pay. I said, you owe me money, and you said, I agree. So why shouldn't the guy pay? Everybody should be saying, it was plain vinit, not me tzad nemonis. It could be tomorrow, you'll change your time, and we'll take back the money. Inachanami. But kayyoy mazen, hilchos tainis, of one against the other, it's a no-brainer that you have to pay. So maybe in Ochanami, we're not going to go make you chayav shvua until we take on that you owe the money. We take on that you owe the money, not with an emunis, not with an emunis of the pair, not with the din of kameidin on me, but we're taking on that you owe the money because I had a taina and I won with the taina level. So l'chayav, that would be a teretz of mirabi. Let me take this. Watch what I'm saying now. One teretz of the Maria Buav is that his whole kasha is a toys. One teretz of the Maria Buav is that his whole kasha is a toys. Why is all kasha a toys? Because Bechal, Yechayev Yeshua, nothing to do with Chayev money. The Chayev Yeshua is not based on the Chayev money. The Chayev Yeshua is based on the fact that the guy didn't act the way though again, the Kodesh Gemara. So the whole Kasha is a mistake, and the Gemara is a beautiful Gemara. Fekti Gemara, Ma Peh is not a Chayev Momen. It's Chayev Yeshua, Eitu Chayev Momen, Chayev Yeshua, beautiful Kabul Chayev. The Gemara says, I'm a Kabul Dino, but that's what the Gemara is. So one Teretz on Miriam Buab is like the other side of the choice. I'm suggesting another Teretz. Maybe La Oilam to go be Machayev Yeshua, it's not enough that the guy was Moid. That's not enough. Maybe not enough to go be Mechayev Yeshua, I have to have that I know you owe the money. But that's still not a riot that the Peh is a Nemon. So the Kabuchemer is a good Kabuchemer. Malach Peh, which is not Nemon, is Chayev Yeshua. You ask me, why is it Chayev Yeshua if it's not Nemon? Because I have Rav Nochem's word. It might not be Nemon, but I know that you owe the money. That's also enough to be Mechayev Yeshua. That would be a new teretz in the Maria Boaz Kasha. One second, that'll be a new teretz in the Maria Boaz Kasha. The teretz of Maria Boaz Kasha is, you're right, Stavo Hidoba Alma that creates no Chiyah B'chal in the Veld of Ad is not going to go be Mechayev Yeshua. Aye, so how could the Gemara have a Havamina that a Peh is not Nemon and still does Chiyah Shua? Because the Gemara had a Havamina that even on the side that the Peh is not Nemon, but Chayiv you're going to have to pay. And that's enough to trigger a Shua. Who argued on what I just said? Rashi, I don't know Rashi argues. Because Rashi learns out that Din of Hidos Baldin Kamei the Dami from where? For sure, it's Moed the Mikzas. Why, Taka, does Rashi argue on this Moed the Kanifla the Kakova Chavas the Kavart that I said? Because Rashi held that's not enough to trigger a Shvua. In order to trigger a Shvua, I need to know that you owe the money. Not that you want it in a Din of a knockout of Bari Vishema or a Din of Toyin Vinitin. So Rashi knows it's like this. I'm tiny on Moed the Kazakh. Rashi argue. I'm asking a Kash on Rashi. I'm asking a Kash on Rashi. You know what I'm hearing? How could Rashi say that the makor for the nemanis of what he called of Hadas Baldin Kameidin Dami is from the din of Shuas by the Mikvah? Where's the Araya?
Maybe the reason why you swear is because we have a Nachum's word, because we accepted the fact, $500, we accepted that we made you pay, and if we made you pay, that's a percent darga. The answer is Rashi, oh, that's not enough to trigger a shvur. That day you win the entire in the Tain Venin level, that's not enough to trigger a shvur. To trigger a shvur, I need to know that you owe the $500. I need to know that you owe the $500. If Nachum's word is not cool, I know it. And Nachum's word was that if there was a no contest, like he said, so then I win the Nidurus, I have to pay. I'm saying very tifazach now. Having to pay $500 is not a seba that I should go through on the other $500. In order to go through on the other $500, I have to know that you owe the $500. And therefore the Maria Huav is, it said, how can you have a Havamina that a pe is not nevon, and yet there's a chiyashvur? If you're not nevon, there's no chiyashvur. You have to pay the $500. Pay, you have to pay, the Kubir of Nochem is right. Pay, you have to pay. That's not enough to go trigger a shvur. I need to know that you owe the $500. You're asking me, so why do you make me pay $500 if you don't know that I owe the money? You pay $500 because in the Din Torah, I won the Din Torah. You said I owe, and I agree that I owe. So if I have to pay, I have to pay. But no, I don't know. And to go trigger a shvur, I have to have. Frek de Maria Buab, how can you be such a Havamina? But Ulai, Efsher, maybe the Havamina was, like Rav Nachum, that no, that's enough to trigger a shvur, the fact that I took on that you had to pay. Why make you pay $500? Because you won the case. That's if you won the case of $500, means I'm saying a new Hakira, I'm eating on another Hakira. The Ktsois had a Hakira, but I'm saying two Hakiras now. The Ktsois had a Hakira, do I need to win the case of the $500, or the Etzem act of Zayda did it? That's the Ktsois Hakira. I have a new Hakira. My Hakira is, do I have to know that you owe the $500, or it's enough that you have to pay the $500? If you have to pay the $500, that means I took it on that level, that's enough to go trigger a shvur on the other $500. Or no, you have to know it. Rashi, who learns out the din of adults, but think made from every shvur, obviously learned that in order to trigger a shvur, it's not enough for Nachum's lamdas. You have to know that the guy owes $500. So then Maria Boskashi Shver, unless you say, that was the shakl with Aaron the Gemara. Unless you say that was the shakl with Aaron the Gemara. The Gemara that happened to be held that a pair is not Machayev, but doesn't have an emonis. But it's enough to be Machayev because what? Because the Gemara, no! How does Baldi convey the dummy? How do you know it does Baldi convey the dummy? Rashi says, Taka from there, because it's not true what you're saying. It's not enough to be Machayev. That alone could be the Shaka of the Tari of the Gemara, which is very Geshmak, by the way. The Shaka of the Tari of the Gemara was, what triggers a Shvua? Is it enough Einoi Nemo to trigger a Shvua, albeit that you're going to pay? The Gemara says, nay! How does Baldi convey the dummy? It's a crashing Kedushin. You know it from here because you're wrong. There's no such thing.
That's very Geshmak.
What do you say?
What was the
we didn't have the Vikuach. But the virtual vikuach, by me it's poshut like this. If you would tell me the tzad of the ktsoyis that you don't need b'chal achiyav, you just need to have a hoidah, I don't have a problem with that. The minute you tell me that I need to have a zach that's mechayiv, the lachem shad has no meaning. You pay because it's bari b'shama, that's not cool, I know you owe the money. I mean, I understand that there's a middle ground here between the two polar opposites of the Ktseis. The Ktseis is one side is you're not believed at all, just you were moida, and that's enough to trigger shvur. I can hear such a tzad, by the way. That's a fact. You were moida, as weak as my tainer, without having any halachic ramifications. The other side is you full scale on that one. Afazivah, that you're telling me that you need to have a chiyuv. It's not enough stamp that you did an act of haidah. By me, it was posher that you need to have a full scale nemonis, not this level of Rav Nachum that grabbed that we accepted your taina binaget. What's Rav Nachum's word? I'm accepting your taina binaget at the $500. Maybe not. Maybe he's right. What? If I accept your taina, like I mean $500, like I don't believe you, that's enough to trigger a shvur because I accepted your taina. I don't know that it's right. I mean, leave me enough to be careful over here. I accepted your taina because of Hilchos Toin Venin, not because I have any idea that it's true.
I accepted whose taina, the toin or the netta?
I accepted the toin's taina on 500. I can't hear you.
That's not called days being Mishpal Piv. It's a Pishal Toin, that's
no, yeah, about that. Mishpal Piv. Your Hoidah to his taina, come on. You know.
In this case,
that's not. Seder, but that, no, but Rabbi Lieberman's tining that's enough. It's not an emunah. I don't know that it's true, by the way. Knows what triggers a shvur? Because I know that part of your tainah was true, or because grada accepted part of your tainah, but I don't know that the tainah is true. It means that what you admitted and that you paid doesn't strengthen my tainah. It's just under the circumstances that I put a tainah down and you put it in a no contest, so you're going to have to pay. It's a very tifa shayla. That's enough to trigger a shvur or not. Al kaponim, there is a middle ground, and there's no argument about that. And again, Rashi held that that's not enough to trigger a shvur, because Rashi says the markus adot baltik made, though, based on the fact that it's a shvur. At least we have a Rashi on that. And then the Maria Buav's kasha comes back. It could be that the shakamatai revolved around the zach, between the argument between Rabbi Lieberman and myself, which also never happened. Listen carefully now. One second. If we're already talking about ketzesis, so we'll do one more. Zakni Gemara, so that Kabbal Chaymer collapsed, right? That Kabbal Chaymer collapsed, yeah? Zakni Gemara, I have a different Kabbal Chaymer. What's the Kabbal Chaymer? Umapiv she'en mechaiver knas, mechaiver shua. Eidim she mechaiver nesar knas, eidim she mechaiver son shua. Stop right here, listen carefully. A new Kabbal Chaymer. You all know that Vidas Baldin doesn't work by knas. Moite be knas potter. Madach peh, which has a weakness that by knas, your potter. Story five is sure, Koshkin Eden, which is a Mechaber Knas. A Kabbal Chaymer, by the way. We found a Kal and a Chaymer by Eden, okay? A fascinating choice in Simen Aleph Sukkot and Vav. It's a famous choice, by the way. It's one of the famous choice in which defined whether you're Yiddish, Jewish, or not. Not Yeshivish. Yeshivish is a different choice. Yeah. Listen carefully. The choice in Simen Aleph. A famous choice. And you need to say it over? Say it over. Yeah? You have a ketzes in Plano?
No, I'll find in New York.
That was the only one? Is there anybody else in Plano that knows there's a ketzes? Your father. That's it. Yeah, the ketzes is Simon Aleph's of Cotton Vov, says a famous, brings out a famous machlekes, a preiske, and preiske means the smart, the shach, the Dr. Moshe, the Ramah. It goes like this. You all know the din is, listen to a ketzes, how a ketzes squeezed out of a Gemara, a lamdisha argument. He argued against all the gedolei olam of the previous doris, of his doris. Watch. You all know the din is, moed b'knas is potter, and even if Adam came after us, a shocking zach. A guy says, I owe a knas. What's a classic? Knas, oinis mefata. A guy says, I owe a knas. I owe a knas. Moed b'knas is potter, even if Adam came after us. Now I want to talk about this. He did that Moed b'knas is potter, even if Adam came after us. Why? Adam said, you owe the knas. Why are you potter? So what's the answer, by the way? What's the answer to that? What's the answer to that? Moed b'knas is potter is why? It's a potter. I ate him, came afterwards. The Torah says, Moed b'knas is a p'tor. And when a guy is Moed in a knas, it creates a p'tor in the knas. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Ate him, came afterwards. You pass him Allah, Moed b'knas, v'achkach bo, ate him, you're potter. Why? Ignore the Hidah. I don't need the Hidah. Irrelevant to the Hidah. You have Adam who said the guy's have a knas. The answer is no. The minute that I'm Moed in Bezin, it's chal a positive p'tor. The Gemara in Meruba, Gemara in Baba Kama learns it out of a pasuk. Okay? Said all the Ashwarinim. That the Gemara says that the din of Moed b'knas potter v'achach bo edim that it's chal p'tor is only when it was said in front of a bezdin of momchim, three experts, very high level bezdin. If you're Moed in front of a very high level bezdin, then it's chal p'tor. Okay? Then it's chal the din of Moed b'knas potter, and then if edim come, you potter afterwards. If a guy goes to a bezdin that's not momchim, and he's Moed, and then edim come, he's chayv. Because it wasn't chal p'tor, that's the din. Moed b'knas potter, that your potter, even if Eidim come afterwards, is only if the Haidah was made in front of a special bezdin, then it's called a din of Moed b'knas. Came along old Achrayim and said, oh really? You're telling me that the din of Moed b'knas potter v'achkach bo Eidim was said only in a fancy bezdin? So what happens if a guy goes in front of a regular bezdin and he's Moed that or knas? So you don't have the din of Moed b'knas potter. So what's the din? Said the Sma, said the Shach, said the Daki Moshe, what do? You pay? I'm Moed b'knas potter. No. That's only where, when you're, what do you call it, when you went in front of a fancy bezdin. If you don't go in front of a fancy bezdin, it's not chal p'tor, so then about the chayav to pay the knas. Moed b'knas potter, said the Sma, the Shach, it means that you're potter, it's chal p'tor, okay? But if you go in front of a regular bezdin where the p'tor is not chal, where the p'tor is not chal, so what's the din? You're chayav. Because the only why Moed b'knas doesn't pay is because it was chal p'tor. The p'tor is only chal in front of a fancy bezdin. Where there we have a din of Moed b'knas potter, even if Eidim come afterwards. But happens if I don't go to a fancy bezdin and I say, oh, a knas. So Moed, I don't want to command them, you have to pay. Said the Ketzes Chas V'Shalom. said the Ksais Chas V'Shalom, a famous Ksais. The Ksais says that in every dinam moedu k'nas potu there are two dinam. Din number one is that hoidah by k'nas is not mechayev you. Din number one is you moed on a k'nas. You never chayev a k'nas as a result of a hoidah. That's din one. Another din moedu k'nas potu is that when you're moed in a k'nas, it's chal optor, two dinam. One is, when you're moed in a k'nas, the hoidah is never mechayev you. And B, when you're moed in a k'nas in front of a fancy bezdin, it's chal optor, even if Eidu come afterwards. There's two parts to Moed V'Knas, very important Ksois. That we know all of our Shas, Moed V'Knas, Potter says the Ksois has two parts. One part is that the Hoidah is not Mechayiv you, and the second part is that it's chal optor, even if Eidu come afterwards. Says the Ksois, the din that you have to make a Hoidah in front of a fancy Bezdin Mumchim in order to have a din of Potter is Lagabi the Ptor. But if you go in front of a regular baseline Bezdin and you're Moed I.O. a K'nas, Chas V'Shalom, you're not Chayiv to pay. I, there's no Ptor, I don't need a Ptor, but you're not Chayiv. So there's two dinim. There's one din that there's no din of Hadal's Baal Dinkim Eidim by Knas, and there's another din of Ptor. The second din of Ptor, which is relevant if Eidim came afterwards, was only said in a fancy Bezdin. But there's a baseline din that in Moedim Knas is not Chayiv. All the other Achrayim held not like that. The Sma, the Shach, the Kemosha held no. If you're Moedim Knas, you're Chayiv. Just the part is, when you make it in front of Fancy Bezdin, you're Potter. So, the only reason why a guy's Moedim Knas is ever Potter is because it was chal p'tor. If you find me a bezdin where there's no p'tor, I'll be chayiv. And achanami. Says the Ksais, I've arrived from this Gemara not like that. The Ksais went up against all the gedoyle oilam, against all the paiskim, the sma, the shach, the ramah. He says, I have a mafurshik Gemara not like that. This Gemara, what do you want to say? Peh has a weakness that it can't be mechayiv k'nas. And eidim are mechayiv k'nas. In fact, the Ksais, what do you mean? A peh can be mechayiv k'nas. If a peh goes to a regular bezin and says, I owe a k'nas, you have to pay. If Eidim go to a regular bezin, when does peh not pay k'nas? Not because a peh is not mechayiv k'nas. Because a peh, when it's made in a k'nas, in a fancy bezin, according to you people, is a chalais p'tur. If it's a chalais p'tur, Eidim are also not believed. So there's no difference between, there's no alimos of Eidim over a peh. Hello, is that a peh is not believed according to you, Paiskim, is not because a peh is not believed. The peh is believed to be Mechayev HaKnas. If you go to a bezin, doesn't have a Ptor. In other words, when you go to a fancy bezin, the reason why the peh is not believed is not because the peh is not believed. Because it's Chal Ptor. So, Manashach, in a case where there's Chal Ptor, so what's the reason why the peh is not believed in a fancy bezin? Because it was Chal Ptor. In a case where there's a Ptor, Eidim are also not believed. So there's no difference between a peh and Eidim. A peh is not believed because there's a ptur, and when there's a ptur, Eidim are also not believed. So where's there an alimus? Says the Ksais, nein. Besides the din of ptur, there's another din. That a moed of a knas is not chayiv. A moed of a knas is not chayiv. That's a moed of alimus. When I'm moed in a knas, I'm not chayiv no matter where I was moed, without a ptur, and Eidim are chayiv. But according to you, Paiskim, the Shach, the Sma, who say that the etzim, a guy could be mechayiv himself a knas. You could have a knas. You have a fee. You have to pay. Just there won't be a ptor. So manashach. If you're talking about a bezin where there's no ptor, you take a chayiv. If you don't want a bezin where there is a ptor, Eidim's not in any better shape. The reason why you potter is because it's a ptor. Eidim's not any more olam than anything. As I zok the ktzayis and simin aleph should come involved now. My rabbi say on Sunday we're starting a very complicated sugya. Follow the Mar Kaimis. The next piece of Gemara Korban is a famous Gemara of Machlekes, Reb Meir, and the Rabbanon, and the Ramban, and Tosfos, and Rashi. You can't imagine what's going on. You can't even imagine. Follow the Mamre Kremes carefully. I would suggest you prepare over Shabbos the Mamre Kremes that I sent for today at the Gemara and Priestles. The monk, go on for tomorrow. Tomorrow, Mr. Shabbos. Hold on a second. Time out. What? This extra leftover pastry from the other morning. There's new ones, a lot more yachikala, week, extra, all types of extra. Basayin is outside, who's the Basayin? None of you know who the Basayin is at all, you just know that it's connected to food. The big topic, yeah? Either way, you don't know who the man was, what country he lived, was he Sephardi, Ashkenazi, Bukhari, you have no clue. All you know is that he was a topic and his food. That's all, it's a big tent, yeah? Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, will continue the chaburus under Rabbi Monk's jurisdiction and Rabbi Fisher's fault. And everything else will be the regular schedule.